The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lindy, what can you tell us about Greenway's absence today?
Just dealing with soreness from the injury he was dealing with. And training staff thought it'd be a good thing if he just stayed off.
Do you have an update on Rasmus?
I skated this morning. Continues to progress.
How careful do you anticipate being with Darlene, just knowing it was the same thing as earlier and kind of wanting to try to bury
you know, you let the doctors and the training staff make those decisions along with really his interaction on how he's feeling. So that'll just be as he progresses, does he feel good? And they'll make that decision.
Which is just driving him crazy. Just sitting, I mean, you know how much he loves the game, and we see him on the bench watching, and he was out there today briefly before practice even. I mean, this has to be driving him nuts.
You know, he was in yesterday, and we just had a long conversation again. Just, you know, about the team. He's 100% invested in what's going on. It's not like he's injured and sitting on the outside. So I think it's killing him like it's killing everybody else.
He's just got to get back to practice first before you can really progress.
Yeah.
Come back.
You know, not even. I mean, the good part is he's skating and he's getting some conditioning in. The hard part is you'd like him to get into practice and get into battles, but we're not quite there yet with that.
But in George's case, is there a chance he might not play tomorrow? Or
that is Paul. When he misses today, that's a possibility for sure. Just see how treatment and everything progressed today. He was in yesterday too, and you know, talked to him, and he was optimistic.
What if you thought of the blue line in Rasmus's absence? Just with, you know, Bose stepped up and played a lot of minutes. We saw Owen later in the game really, you know, showed what he.
I thought Owen, like this second half of the game, was fantastic. Bose stepped up his play, obviously. I like Samuelson's game. I thought his quickness, his puck play, better than, you know, before his injury. Even his practice were quicker. Everything was quicker about it. So I think that's, if he continues in that road, that's a great step in the right direction.
But what else did you like about Owen in the second half of that game?
Just his puck play. I mean, his puck play and his reads to get available. If you look at, I think he was involved in like seven scoring opportunities. He took the one to the net that led to kind of chaos where we had a couple opportunities. He made a lot of good plays in little ice. Like some of his offensive physicality, like boxing people out and taking the puck up high and creating opportunities for us were really good.
We obviously had different combinations, different positions for some guys in the power plays today, and you're never really going to get back to what you want until you have Darlene out there, but just what are you looking for right now?
Looking to get Tomer in a different spot where he's not covered all the time, where we can get more motion. When you look at a Benson being in there, like, he can make a lot of little plays. Like, just think if we can get Tomer around the net where he can get around the net, get away from the net, where all of a sudden a defenseman isn't going to leave the net. He can empty that bumper position and get a little bit more rotation. He can pop up as the high guy. Almost the same type of shot you've seen Cousin have, you know, several times in the power play. So we're making a, you know, pretty drastic change to the unit. But I think if you look at both units now have kind of the lefties and the righties. And if you look at the lefties with Benson, Krebs, and Kulik, you've got the lefties that can shoot it off of that side. And if we go low, you've got Thompson, can be net front or hole. So it's worth an attempt at it.
When you get Jack Quinn back in the lineup, is it just as simple as he's just got to score goals?
It is on ice. Play has to be elevated. Scoring goals is a product of winning battles, winning races, and getting yourself in the right spot. And really, that's all it is.
Is he going to play this weekend or tomorrow?
I cannot tell you right now. I am hopeful I get him in, for sure.
You got a change of scenery might help the team a bit after this long.
You know, I think to be honest with you, I think they're all feeling it. They're all feeling the, you know, the effects of losing at home. My job is to try to keep the spirit in the right place, to make sure the work ethic and practice, the attitude, the energy and practice is still up, that we're still trying to get better inside every drill. Not hang your head, feel sorry for yourself. Just try to get better. Every drill, again, was built, even our small ice game at the start, to try to make more plays, get more finish. With the number of opportunities in the third period, you should really score 3 or 4 goals. And we scored 1 5-on-5, and the other one was 6-on-5. So it has kind of plagued us here at home, where we haven't finished enough opportunities in a lot of key games. We have to start finishing more. That is, you know, the inside plays that we were making, getting around the net, and just hitting the net more on key opportunities. We're still a team that misses the net too much.
With Ovechkin, as long as he's been out, are you surprised at what the Capitals have been able to accomplish with him being out as long as he has been?
Yeah, you know, I think they've surprised everybody last year. I don't think they're not surprising people anymore. I think last year they thought it was kind of a one-off. I watched them play. I think their team speed, the McMichael, Proto, guys like that, have really stepped up and played well. Their defending on a whole has been good. So I'm not surprised.
Is a chance for next week? He could return.
He practiced, so again, by the weekend, he could be an option too.